சித்தமானாலாம் கிருஷ்ணே பரம பூஜிசே பக்தி உற்பத்தி ஹம்சா சோகமோகம் கயா. கிருஷ்ணாங்கோய் ஸ்ரீதா சேவானா சார்த்தக சங்கீதா We have already discussed this Saturday morning. Vidyan Jatri Satatsa. This is Vaishnava. Vidyan. Vaishnava is always Vidyan. Vid means knowledge. And Van means one who has knowledge. That is called Vidyan. Vidyan. So, that day, he is known as Vedavyas. He is the giver of Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge is not given by him. The Vedic knowledge is given by Krishna himself. Tene Brahmarida Aditavari. கிருஷ்ணா வாசுதேவ் ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. He gave the knowledge to Lord Brahma. Tene Brahma Vida Adipavi. Adipavi, the original planet was. Just like this modern nonsense theory that there was in the beginning, no life. But that is nonsense. In the beginning, there was Brahma, the most learned part. So this theory of modern science is that there was no human being or there was no man. They are all self speculation. It is no value. Here we get the knowledge. That originally the Vedic knowledge was given to Lord Brahma. And from Lord Brahma, Narada received the knowledge, and from Narada, back they received the knowledge, and from back there, by parampara, besides the succession, we have received this knowledge. The knowledge is the same, with no alteration. Because it is coming through the parampara system. There is no breakage. Just like from a very tall height, if you give something, but if it is given hand to hand, it does not break. But if you drop anything from very high place, it will be spoiled. Therefore, it comes through the parampara. Take, for example, one scoop, rising scoop. This Bhagavatam is accepted as the rising scoop of the Vedic desires. Yugamam arvataru dalitam phalamidam. It is the rising scoop of our Vedic knowledge. Because Vedic knowledge means to understand God. That is Vedic knowledge. Vedasya sarvai ahameva vedyam. That is Vedic knowledge. To understand the Supreme Lord, the original person. That is the end of Vedic knowledge. So that Vedic knowledge is presented in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and therefore in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, that day offers a respectful obeisance as Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. But Vasudeva is the origin. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Samahatma Sudhulava. One who has known that Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva is everything. Sa Mahatma Sudhulava. He is not only ordinary Mahatma. He is Sudurlava. Durlava means very rare. And when you add this word, Su, it is very, very little. Sudurlava. That kind of Mahatma is sit down properly. To sit down properly. Vāsudeva sarvamiti sa mahātmā sudhullava. How one can understand Vāsudeva? Bhūnāṁ yatmanāvam tri gyāra-vāsa. But many vāsa, because we are all living entities in this material world, we are all duskets. We must know it. All duskets. Abodha jāta. Everyone who is born in this material world, either jīvī, even Lord Brahmā, and down to the small insects. Anyone who has come to this material world, because we are not material, we are spiritual identity. Na jāyate na mṛyate vā. Never takes birth, never dies. Na hannati hannamāne sarīrī. This is the identification given by Lord Krishna. But we are so foolish and dastards, we never posted that my position is na jāyate na mṛyate vā. I never get birth, never I die. Then why am I afraid of death? And why am I actually undergoing birth and death? I am born, everyone knows, I come out from my mother, therefore, jayate. So why I am getting birth? And again, everyone knows, as sure as death, mriyate. So why is this? This is too many. The cats and dogs, they cannot postpone this. But this question is called Brahma-jitas. That I am feeling so, aham brahmasmi, so hum, I am the same quality as the Supreme Lord. So why I am put into this condition? This is beginning of human life. This is the beginning of human life. And if one does not inquire, then he can claim him. If that Sanatana Goswami, he was a minister, but he could understand that what to speak of becoming a minister, minister can become any rascal. I am the fool number one. Therefore he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the first question was, Kyaani Kanamari Jatisa. He was never proud that I am minister and I am so learned a scholar. Why should I go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ask him, who am I? This is humbleness and this is the qualification of becoming a disciple. When one becomes humble, when actually one understands that he is fool number one, he has to go to Guru to understand the value of his life, then he is in pain. And so long he keeps himself in the darkness that I know everything. Who is richer than me, who is learned than me, who is powerful than me, and this and that. That means he is asleep. Abodhaja. Parabhavastavad abodhaja. So long we keep ourselves in this misunderstanding that I know everything, I am a very great person, then whatever he is doing, it is his defeat. Abodha, parāva. That is good. The so-called leaders, they do not know what is their spiritual identification, becoming unnecessarily proud, they are doing anything and everything. Abodha. They do not know, they have to be suffer for this ignorance. We have repeatedly said that if you keep yourself in ignorance, and if you do, because wrong thing is done, made ourselves as ignorant. No intelligent man will do any wrong. That's a fact. And violation of the law is itself either a criminal willfully doing, or a person, the one who does not know the law, he commits. But you know or not know, if you have violated the law, then you have to be punished. Prajitekramanadi, punikarmani. Ahankara bhimudatma kattaham kimandat. You are not independent. So back there, he is giving us this knowledge, vidyam. Lokasajan, the whole population, only the total number of the living entities, either the Brahma or small, proportionately, they are all in ignorance. Otherwise, why Brahma requires Vedic knowledge? It is said, Tene Brahma Rita Adhikavaye, Adhikavaye Brahma. He is Svayambhu, he is so great that he is directly born from Narayana, Svayambhu, not through any material matter. Just imagine how he is great, and Brahma is great, everyone knows. So, he had to take knowledge also. Otherwise, why did he say, Tene Brahma Rita? Adhikavaye, even though he is the most learned Adhikavaye, he has to take knowledge. You can say, he is the first creature, there was nobody there, how he took knowledge? Who gave him knowledge? The answer is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Vasudeva gave him. Why is Vasudeva? No. Ishara Sarabhutana Ritese Arjuna Tishthati. Vasudev means who stays everywhere. Vasati Sarvatra. Vasudeva Sarvati. Samahatmasu. So Vasudev is there. So Brahma was, although there was nobody else, except Brahma, he was in the darkness. Still, Vasudeva was there. Ishara Sarvabhutana Ritesha. So he gave you. Tene Brahma. Brahma means being ignorant. So Vasudeva Sarvabhuti. Vasudeva is everywhere and he is ready to help us. And if we become sincere to take knowledge from Vasudeva, maybe you are in the wilderness, anywhere you are. You are with Vasudeva. You are not alone. He is so friendly that he is living with you as your most intimate friend. That is describing the Vedic Gita. Two birds are sitting in one tree. This is the tree. And two birds, Atma and Paramatma, they are sitting in the same tree. One is acting according to his wings for enjoying senses, and another is simply looking over when this rascal will turn his face towards me. This is going on. Why is this? So, Vasudeva is always ready to help us, provided we want to take help from him. And he is not only internally he is helping, externally also. He is sending his representative to teach us. And there is Shastra. That's like this Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavatam. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. Guru is there, Shastra is there. Friendly persons are there. You take advantage. And the Lord is there within yourself. So why don't you take? This is intelligence. If you don't take the advantage, and this is possible, in the human form of life, a cat and dog cannot take advantage of the sadhu, shastra and guru. Only the human being can accept it. Therefore, here it is said, the sangma is yomana. Dashanvai Sriyamanaya Krishne Paramapurusha. This Mad Bhagavatam, Sattvata Samhita, given by that day, not given by that day is simply delivery, what he has received from his guru, Chaitanya Guru. He is delivering that knowledge, basic knowledge, he is delivering. And he has written this book. Lokasya Janava, people are all rested. So, the advantage he must take. What is that advantage? Jasanvai Yomanaya. It was simply hear. This one. That's why you are hearing. If you kindly come here and listen to the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam, to become perfect. Simply by hearing, you haven't got to make any gymnastics or any physical labor. Simply come into the temple, manmana bhavavan bhakta, simply see the deity, naturally think of deity. Oh, how nicely the Lord is dressed. Very thinking. Manmana. Immediate thinking. The temple is constructed after spending so much money. Why? To give you a chance of thinking. Because it is the beginning. It is not the money is wasted. Rakshas are thinking that unnecessarily they have spent so much money. No. Paropakar. Giving chances to the Rakshas people to come here and see the deity and think of Krishna. This is what. If you simply think, oh, how Krishna is nice, that's very thinking. Manmana. And if you offer little obeisance, Maga Namaskuru, then you still make further progress. Manmana Bhava Madhapta, Madhyaji Maga Namaskuru. And if you hear about himself, in this way you become perfect. There is no necessity. Very high education, any PhD, BSc, no. This thing, the Sangha is your manaya. Here it is said. Simply by hearing. The Sangha is your manaya. Krishna Paramapurusha. The whole idea is how to become Krishna conscious. That is the perfection of life. How to become Krishna conscious. So if we hear this literature given by Vyasa, Sattvata Samhita, the Sangvai Sriyamana, simply by hearing, Krishna Paramapuruse Bhakti Rupadra, because we require Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta, Krishna says directly, Bhavamad Bhakta. So, how we can become Bhagavad Bhakta? Now, here is the process. Bhakti utpaddati pumsa. Now, what is the use of bhakti? Let's see how Bhagavati compiles. How nice. Because it is transcendental. He can say, what is the use of bhakti? Why shall I waste my time coming to the temple and hear about Krishna? Actually, they are doing that. Somebody is coming. Such a big temple. Of course, there are many temples that are fine, but in other places also, people have lost interest. All interest, either temple or church or mosque. They do not. Therefore, they are surprised. In America, the Christian priests are surprised because they are closing their churches. In London, I have seen hundreds of churches are now closed. Nobody is going. If there is meeting, only the caretaker and few old ladies. Because what? Why do you go? That's a fact. And actually, churches are being sold. It is not lying propaganda. Anyone, English boy, will confirm this question. People are losing interest. So, Here it says that bhakti rupadate, bhakti can be added. It is not an artificial thing. If it was artificial thing, why the English and American boys, they had nothing to do with Krishna, they never heard in their life about Krishna. How? This is admitted by the Christian priest, that these boys, they are our boys, and formerly, before this Krishna consciousness movement, they never came to church, never inquired about God. Now, how it is that these boys are bad after God? They are surprised, and it is actually something. Why? Because the bhakti is here. It was not awakened by the so-called leaders and the priests. It was not awakened. Religion means to awaken that Krishna consciousness. That is India. Sabai punthan paro dharma. Jato bhakti radhokhade. That is religion. Religion is not formality and ritualistic ceremonies. Religion means how to awaken the normal condition to become lover of God. That is normal condition. Love is there, and because we have no objective, because we have no instruction where to place our love, we are loving so many things up to the dog. Instead of God, we are loving God. Love is there. The bhakti means jato bhakti radhokhade. That means bhakti means love. Unless you have bhakti, that's right. You are giving me so many garlands. Why you are giving? Because you love me. Otherwise there is no necessity. There is no necessity. The third person is not coming. But because you have got some love, therefore you are worshipping your spiritual mind. So bhakti means love. Without love, there is no question of bhakti. Because bhakti has to be away. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Nitya Siddha Krishna bhakti is there. Otherwise, as I have said many times, how you have become bhakti? That European and American girls here present, all Krishna bhakti, they have sacrificed everything. Even they do not dress attractively so that they may be attracted to other boys and their life can be spoiled. Why? For bhakti. For Krishna. This is the bhakti. That is Krishna Paramapurusha. Bhakti is bhakti. This is success. Krishna Paramapurusha. Krishna said, and in the Shastra, it is said, and all the sages, all the learned scholars, Acharya the expert, Krishna Paramapurusha, the Supreme Part, Ishara Paramakrishna, Satchidananda Vipra, Anani Rani Bhumi, Sarvakarana Karanam, Ahamuhi, Brahma Karma Satprabhava, I am the origin of everything. Janamadrasya Jataha, Satchidananda. Krishna, Brahma, Parabrahma. He is the origin of everything. Vasudeva Sarvameti. One must know it. Vasudeva Sarvameti. Samahatma Kudriya. This is a day. Therefore, Krishna Paramahansa. Life, success of life means how you can awaken your love for Krishna. Krishna Paramahansa. Paramahansa. That is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sadhya Pavuna. It is not artificially awakened. There is alert. Nitya Siddha. And we are Nitya Siddha. Nitya Nityanam Chaitanya Chaitanara. We are Nitya. Similarly, Krishna Bhakti is also Nitya. Krishna consciousness is there along with the divinity. It is not an artificial thing. Just like sugar, sweetness is already there. It is the nature of sugar. It is not an artificial thing. Sudha means sweetness. Living entity means Krishna Bhakta. It is not Krishna Bhakta, he is irrational. Therefore Krishna says, Namana Dushitanam Murahapapadhanti Narad. Those who are Naradhava, lowest of mankind, they do not become Krishna. They become other. Therefore they are Dushitanam. Why that? Not Krishna Bhakta, Dushitanam, full of sinful activities. So you cannot become Krishna Bhakta and indulge at the same time in sinful activities. Then it will be spoiled. You must be very careful. We have selected, summarized the essence of sinful activity is illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and death. This is the essence. If you save yourself from these four principles, then you become sinless. And unless you become sinless, there is no question of Krishna. Rest of it. Deshavantavatam papam. Jalalam punna karmana. Te nandamaha nimutta jandima dhira. One can be strictly engaged in Krishna consciousness when he is free from all sinfulness. Otherwise, not. Of course, Krishna is very kind. If you are engaged in Krishna bhakti sincerely, if by mistake you commit something, that can be excused. But if you purposefully commit sinful activity, you will never get Krishna approach. That is a blessing. Namna bala jasahi papa buddhi. That is very great offense. That I am a devotee of Krishna, and that's why the Christian people go to church that I am Christ, devotee of Christ. I can do any nonsense, and on Sunday I shall go. I shall admit, yes, my Lord, I have done this. All right. Then I will do again tomorrow. This is not one. That is papa buddhi. That somehow or other, let me be at home today. And from tomorrow I shall begin my business. And again I shall consult you. This is papa buddhi. Such persons are never excused, but they do not. But by mistake or by chance, unknowingly, people commit some mistake. That is excuse. Shapadamulam bhagatam yas. Because he is engaged in the service of the God. Not only that, one is engaged. If you simply admit, sir, from today I shall be your servant. Immediately become all menace, free from all. Krishna said, Sarvadharmān paritrajamāme taṁ saranaṁ bhaja. You just surrender to me and you do it. And immediately, aham pāpa, sarva pāpa prithvama. But don't commit again. He can excuse immediately. Apide sudhuratāra bhajate māmaraṇya sāma. Sādhure yosam. Not that. You take advantage of it. Don't take advantage of it. And because I have become so-called sadhu, I can do all nonsense and Krishna will excuse. No, that is nāmapura. If by mistake or by chance you do something wrong, that can be excused. That is natural. Suppose you are servant, you have come to some business. The master immediately does not business. He wants why you have done this. Do not say. That is natural. Similarly, Krishna bhakti is there. If we carefully study, Satsang means Yamana. Study means you can say that it requires education. No, it doesn't matter. Sriyamana. Krishna has given you the ears. Therefore, basic knowledge is called Shruti. You go to a proper person, Guru, and hear. Therefore, this word is Sriyamana. If you hear from the right person, then Krishna Paramahansa says, Bhakti Utpaddate. Then you develop your Krishna consciousness. And if you say, what is the use of bhakti, then you just, no, It is required. If you are serious, what is that required?
Sokamoha bhayam.
Things are going on. Soka, moha, and moha. I mean, fearful. Even a small bird feels also fear. You see, this bird is sitting up. It is not coming down. Why? Sometimes it comes down when we are not. What is that? Fearfulness. Fearfulness. It is a small bird. It has nothing, we have nothing to do with them. Nobody has got it. But still it is fear. So any body, any material body, you accept, there will be fearfulness. Fear. Why you are fearful? There is loss and gain. So when there is loss, there is hope of, and this hope of fearfulness is more. Illusion. Because I don't belong to this material world. Artificially I have accepted this body. On account of this body, I am subjected to these principles. Soka moha bhaya. So as you become advanced in Krishna consciousness, more and more advanced, then these three things, soka moha bhaya, will be completely eradicated. That is the gain of bhakti. Thank you very much.